Cthulhu presents the Call of Cthulhu campaign, the Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Latham, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
Okay, well let's do that recap then.
There was definitely some excitement at the asylum.
Yes, maybe the person who witnessed it should tell us about it.
Yeah.
A rare recap guest appearance by Jim.
I'm always happy to do a recap. It's just that everyone else jumps in and wants to do them first. I don't want to step on anyone's toes or
take step away.
How?
So in general, we are still looking for the French. Apparently, there are now French involved somehow. I don't think we know how. They're
stealing things.
Yeah.
Stealing relics.
Presumably French criminals. Returning to the asylum, however, in order to try to get the ceremony to break the curse we, or at least a couple of us, Heathcliff and Roger, are braced by a criminal looking gentleman who says he's working for some sort of medical man. Wants to know everything. We tell him to pound sand, sort of. He leaves. Heathcliff follows and apparently is killed by that guy or his associates or someone else. I don't think the rest of us know in any particular detail who or what or where or why, but it seems reasonable to believe that the person that Heathcliff was following was involved in killing him. Roger, however, is able to transcribe the entirety of the ceremony or of the scroll that no longer exists but was inscribed on Punchin's body and has handed that over to Helmsworth to try to figure out if it's a thing he wants to do. We talked with a few other people. And I think mostly we're looking for the French otherwise. I think those are kind of the big two through lines are at the moment are who are the French and should we do this ceremony? And by we, I mean Montgomery.
Do we have any interest in looking for Punchin?
Oh, that's right. Yes. We came back to the asylum the next day. Yeah, somehow that got kind of left out of the notes, I think. Yeah, we came back to the asylum the next day again just to finish up because we said we would, whatever. And there was a riot of sorts at the asylum during which Punchin was apparently kidnapped, we believe.
Yeah, so there's a guard, and we have Elwick, who's missing, and then unknown orderly.
Yeah, we were going to go. Someone was going to go check up on the guard. I think we believe that the guard is involved. That the guard is like the inside man who let the
right
somebody in or some people in, and was involved in starting the riot and squirreling away Punchin.
It might be nice to point out that our adversaries also now have this scroll guy. I mean, they have basically the
info. That is true. Yeah, they probably took him so that they could get the scroll. I wonder if it's our friendly adversaries or adversarial adversaries, you know, whether it's the Children of the Tranquility or some other group.
The French.
Or the French, or a third group, yeah.
And if so, why does that matter?
But it does seem like it's true. You may not care about him at all.
Well, no. I mean, him as a person is one thing. My point was the scroll.
Right. They may not end the curse. Right. They may not want to end this curse, or maybe they do want to end the curse. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if they do want to end the curse, then well, so what? Who? What?
Maybe they want to keep. Maybe they want to keep him from ending the curse.
Yeah. In which case, kidnapping him isn't going to do anything because we already have.
Right. Which they don't know necessarily.
So, yeah.
Well, Dame Agatha will propose that perhaps a friend of hers whom she has been talking with about her detective books, a certain Mr. Anthony Kelly, would be an excellent person to hire or at least consult to see if he can help us find Elwick, the guard who's missing. We have his address, and perhaps he can help us with this particular path of the investigation.
Or perhaps he could help us find out who killed Mr. Hamilton.
Yes, that also would be an option if the police give up on that too quickly. But I think he'll be most useful in any case if he lives.
Excellent.
He's a strong sir. He's not the most stable person I've ever worked with, but he's quite knowledgeable in the ways of detecting.
Oh, you hope. Wow. Done that again. Okay.
I just let those house roll the dice. he's hard-boiled 35-year-old detective or private investigator.
In terms of the number of hit points he has, only Roger has less.
So we'll invite him for lunch tomorrow, which must be the 26th. I don't know what the date is. If we're up to the 26th October, or maybe even the 27th.
So,
last session started on the 25th, and I think we have one next day, which puts it on the 26th.
Yes, I think you're on the 26th.
Okay.
This confusion all happened in the morning of the 26th, Roger's sort of experience.
Maybe we invite Kelly over for tea after Roger comes back and lets us know what all is.
Well, you could, if you're hiring him to look into Heathcliff's death, you could bring him over in the morning.
Right. But I have no reason to believe the police are not doing that yet.
Well, they've been pretty ineffective so far, as far as you
know. Absolutely, they are. Yes.
They've solved none of the mysteries that have been put before them.
That's true.
You still don't know who killed the guy who started this all off.
That's right. Or who killed the dude in the street, or I guess we know that, but. Yeah.
It's up to you, though. You want to bring him over for tea? Okay. Is anybody else doing anything in the morning?
I'm still looking for a doctor.
Yes, there's that.
Right.
I meant those who were not involved in the altercation at the asylum. Did you give the translation to the graduate student yesterday? As in the 25th of October?
The copy. Yeah, that did happen. I feel like that did happen. I think he asked...
We only gave him part of it.
Well, he asked... Who was it? Kitty to do that. And then Kitty started flirting with the grad student.
Oh, yes.
Right. And when you say you only gave him part of it, what is?
I think it was everything that was from the body. It was not what we didn't give him was some books that were or something that was already not in the language.
The notebooks.
Yeah, the notebooks we didn't give him, but we did give him the copy from the text.
Okay.
I will give that. I will write that in the notes to make it so. Roger asked Kitty.
Okay. Perfect. Anybody else doing anything else this morning? No? All right. So what time is tea time?
4.
Oh, okay. So let's do Roger first. Roger, you're looking for a doctor. Isn't there a doctor there? Didn't they do a bad job? Were you going to go to a hospital?
They did a bad job.
Oh, at the asylum? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they tried. They were not able to help me at all, so I was going to the real hospital.
Okay. That is not a problem for you to get to a real hospital. And eventually there's competent care in the form of a D4.
Ooh, exciting. A whole D4.
Yeah, well.
Are you rolling that?
No. I'm happy for you to roll it. I mean, I can if you want. I've got one in front of me.
One, of course.
One.
Percentage-wise, that's pretty good.
Well, it's 1 out of 4 chance.
No, I mean out of his total hit points.
Oh, yeah. All right. So around noon or so, the graduate student that you hired shows up at the Wentworth Club. I assume you all just spend your days there at this point, right?
Absolutely.
And he comes looking for Kitty. Kitty is probably out and about for whatever reason.
Still asleep.
And he says, it's going to take me a while to get this done. There's some weird variations in the language here. I'm definitely going to do it, but it's going to take a little bit to get it done. I could try to bring in somebody else to help me if you thought that would be, if you thought this is a high priority.
Well, I think you should keep on it, you know. Don't you?
We'll say I did translate part of it.
Oh, excellent.
In the notes, you can see.
Now here, let me pay you for work well started.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Whosoever enacts the ritual of endless shadow shall forfeit his own life, lest he first summon to him the protection of the Ugalos, whose hunger he must sate. First, he must summon the demon Alu, horned hunter of the night. Next, he must recite 3 times the words, Sacred Alu, draw to thyself the powers of endless shadow, that they may harm me not. Upon completing the 3rd incantation, the supplicant must spill his own blood upon the ground, bringing forth Lilu from the shadow's embrace. Then must he recite 3 times the words, Sacred Lilu, turn from the shadows to the light, that your wandering may end and you may find your way home. Only then, when the twin Ugalos are present and bound to your service, is it safe to open the shadow gate. He who fails to heed this warning will be cursed to forevermore carry the ritual words until he should meet one more worthy of Lord Nabu. Well, I think we know what happened to the Capuchin. He obviously failed to get the help of the twin Ugalos. And is now wearing the words. That's interesting. I wonder who is more worthy. But Nabu is the same Nabu that we mm-hmm. have been. That's very interesting. Whoever enacts shall forfeit. So there's 2 things here. So first there's this protection piece. We don't know what the ritual itself has. We just know about this protection piece, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, do keep working. That's quite fascinating.
He will gratefully take your money, Maud. Look again in hopes of seeing Kitty to not, and head back to his lonely small apartment where he'll continue the translations.
Excellent.
Roger, this all sort of happened in the morning. I don't imagine Roger got up particularly early to get to the asylum, so by the time all the confusion's done and whatnot, and you've gone to the hospital. Let us say it is mid-afternoon, perhaps not tea time yet, but perilously close.
We need to hear from Roger before it's tea time so that we can invite Mr. Kelly for tea.
There you go.
We don't yet know that Punchin has disappeared.
No, all you know is that Heathcliff is dead. So
right.
Yeah. All right. And, I will definitely be not going on any adventures anytime soon, but the club is the perfect place to convalesce.
Oh, Roger, you look
peaked.
I may say you look terrible.
There was a bit of an issue at the asylum.
Horrible.
Yes.
What happened? Was there a riot or something?
Just so. And it would appear that poor Mr. Punchin has been kidnapped.
Oh.
I believe this was the purpose of the riot, was to distract from his kidnapping.
Oh, I know just the man. I was just working with him last week.
Oh, do give him a call and invite him for tea.
Yes, quite. Mr. Kelly, could you come by for tea? We have a most intriguing case that we wish to consult you upon.
Interesting. Yeah, most definitely. Where your residence or?
Wentworth Club.
Wentworth Club. Okay, not a problem. I'm not a member, but I take it shouldn't be an issue.
No, no, not at all. You will be my guest.
Cool. I will meet you there for tea.
Wonderful. There, that's all arranged. Get the rest of the details from Roger. Share the translation information with Roger. We'll have to understand, perhaps. I feel like Lilu and Ugalos are new names to us, and perhaps Alu as well.
Yes.
I will. Are these occultable roles?
Sure.
Nope. I guess I'll spend some time at the library, perhaps, tomorrow.
So let's just, unless somebody wants to do something else, we can fast forward to tea time.
Excellent.
Your private investigator is led in by Sykes.
I will introduce him around.
He's in terms of social status, he's reasonably well dressed, but not as good as the present company. He's what? Credit rating 30. So he's dressed okay. He's tall and thin. Thin man. He looks almost more bookish than what you'd take to be a detective. And Agatha knows that he has done on occasion done investigations into occult groups and cults and that sort of stuff.
Yes. So everybody, this is Mr. Anthony Kelly. I'm writing a mystery that involves some occultists, and he was kind enough to lend me a few hours of his expertise a few weeks ago, and we've worked on some other things together before. He's quite trustworthy and most intelligent.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
It is a good pleasure. And shake your hands. So, how can I help you?
Yes, it's a rather long story. So, get comfortable and enjoy the tea service.
Most definitely. You'll sit down, pull out a cigarette, start smoking.
So, I feel like there will be the sort of non-occulty criminal discussion, you know, there's been these robberies, the break-ins, the vandalism, all of that. There's the Punchin, who was ended up in the asylum and then was kidnapped by one of these several groups of, there's probably three groups at least of criminals of various sorts, including the Children of Tranquility, the French, and perhaps a third group. And so trying to keep it all in sort of reasonably sane descriptions, and that we are most interested in both figuring out what happened to Punchin, and here's Elwick the guard, and there was this fake orderly, and so forth, and maybe there's some interviewing, you know, we can figure out who the orderly was, and then also the French, and whether there's any connection between the two. Unless others feel that there are other parts of the story that we should either share or not share.
No, but it did occur to me also, we had thought about investigating the roommate a little.
Oh, Wayne.
Yes, Wayne.
That's his name. Who is still there, right, Roger?
Yes, Mr. Wayne is quite well.
So I don't know if he can be spoken
in an unwell sort of way.
In an unwell sort of way, yes.
And so how did you all get yourself involved in this interesting little predicament?
It started when a member of our club was killed many months ago, and it's been this very tangled... Here's a little diary, perhaps. this tangled web of...
Read this.
Since then.
1920s version of a whiteboard is brought out.
That's right. Sykes, could you please set this up, a little this bulletin board for us? Bring the string and the pins.
Yeah, Agatha Christie's murder board.
Yes.
Interesting. And you'll get up and just sort of think about it, go, yeah. So which your friend unfortunate demise, did you want me to look into that first, or
I mean, I think that would be fine, although we probably should give the police a few days just so we don't insult them too much.
Well, I've got a couple of friends, at least one friend still, my time in the police force. Could always.
Well, whatever you think is best. That's why we brought you in.
Yeah.
Do you think that finding whoever kidnapped Punchin would be perhaps more urgent? Although perhaps whoever killed Hamilton would also be, I mean, obviously they're connected to us, so it would be good to know who that was as well.
And we have the name and the address of the
Elwick.
Yeah, Elwick.
The guard, yeah. Yeah, we don't really have any good leads other than a neighborhood for Mr. Hamilton, but perhaps your contact at the police force will be able to help with that.
Yeah. Oh no, that's more than a neighborhood. That's
an intersection.
It's a housing complex on that street.
Okay, but it was in the street that he was found, right?
Sorry, who was found? Oh, Hamilton. Oh, Hamilton. Sorry, yes, you just have that. I thought you were still talking about them. Elwick.
No, Elwick. We have his address.
Okay.
Hamilton. I think we just sort of know maybe an intersection. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's only where he was found. We don't actually know where he was killed.
Yeah. I could speak to a couple of friends in the police force to find out what's happening with your with this Hamilton's death. I mean, it's probably something easier. Have you guys gone to this Elwick's house yet?
No, we just found out a few hours ago, and I thought to call you. But we would love to accompany you if you think that's appropriate. We are most active. It's really indeed, mostly what we seem to do these days.
Any of you rather stealthish? He'll look you all up and down.
Won't hear a peep out of me.
I'm a little stealthy. I think that Kitty and I have been stealthy at times, but perhaps Oswald or Mr. Nichols, if you know, if we wanted to go visit Mr. Elwick's residence.
Yeah, why not?
It sounds like a good plan. I mean, it is evening, so it's probably a good time. And do you think, so these, Roger, is it? Looking over to you, Jim. Yep. Roger, do you have a description?
Sometimes he gets in these moods and falls asleep a little bit or something. We're not sure. Maybe the food. Himself. Yeah.
Do you have a description of these people that confronted you outside the asylum?
Prior day, the gentleman who Mr. Hamilton was following? Yes. Large fellow. Boxer's nose, square jaw. Freckles, tattoos as such and such and such and such and such.
You'll take all those notes. Excellent. That would definitely help in terms of locating some information about him and this group. But I think first things first, I think, Sean, is it starting to get dark outside?
Yes, this time of year. Tea time after a fairly lengthy conversation of all the people you've seen robbed and or, you know, murdered. Yeah.
you basically look out to the window and go, it's, I mean, once we're finished, shall we go and have a look at this house?
Yes, let's.
Oswald, will you be joining?
I will indeed.
Montgomery? Curiously quiet.
I will go, Oswald.
Okay.
We're asking. Yes.
Maud, I assume you're right there.
I was, but I'm worried about a huge party.
You mean Roger?
Or... More the merrier.
All right. You talked me into it.
And Roger, what will you be doing? Will you be joining them?
I think not. I am badly injured. I need to recuperate.
Were you that badly injured? Anyway.
Yes.
Can't remember. Very well. All right. So the rest of you are headed out to the Elwick's house. It is not a problem to find it. So it's a community of houses. You know, it's all sort of put together and, they're all relatively small. You know, you get the sense that these are Not the poorest of London, but certainly, you know, hard scrabble sorts here. And, yeah, you're able to find his place, not a problem.
Lights on?
Lights are off.
So you know that this person is deceased or...
No, no, this is the orderly, apparently, who was involved in the kidnapping of Punchin. We just know that he disappeared after the...
Well, and wasn't he the one that let the people out?
We think so.
Yeah. Well, we were told so, or Roger was told so.
Right, right. Roger wasn't completely... clear about everything, but
well, as
per not surprisingly,
right. So yeah, I mean, he's definitely involved in this. So I don't know. You're the detective. What do you suggest?
Well, I think initially you guys. Back a little bit. I'm just going to go up. Basically, what I want to do is just check to see if there's anybody home before we start breaking into anything.
Breaking in? Oh, exciting.
You're going to fit right in.
Dame Agatha.
Do you have your notebook?
Cracks or knuckles.
I'm surprised that Dame Agatha recommended someone whose B&E is after their name. Yes. So, Anthony, you're going to just walk up to the apartment and knock on the door?
Yeah, literally, he will walk up. He's got a little bit of a story about a lost pet, you know, in the area. And yeah, he'll basically just go up and knock on the door.
Nobody answers. Can you give me a listen roll?
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can actually give you a listen roll. 08 should be a successful listen for me.
Oh, yeah. That's far below the minimum. You don't hear any noise inside when you knock.
Oh, I'll sort of just give Agatha a small sort of wave, and I am going to try to pick the locks.
Oh,
I do have locksmith.
Of course. See it.
27. My locksmith is 56. So 28's a hard success. 27's a hard success.
The door clicks open easily enough.
I'll turn it, and as they get up, sort of open up the door and motion them in.
Wonderful. I will go in.
Yes. Will you be turning on the lights? Did you bring a flashlight? What's your...
I would, personally, I would have a flashlight. I don't know about the others.
That's fine.
If the curtains are open, I'll close them.
Good job.
The curtains were open, so you can certainly close them. And we'll file inside.
So it is winter, isn't it?
It's October. It's moving towards winter.
Yeah, so it's getting
cooler. It's London, so it's always cold, so don't...
Yeah, and wet. But
I can say that because Jonathan's not here.
But they've left the curtain open, which would be unusual in the evenings at this time of year, I would say, to keep the warmth in, you know, closing the curtains. And I'll go in. First thing I'm going to do is check the fireplace. Does it feel like, you know, has it been used recently? You know, has it kept that heat in it? So maybe they've had a fire going at some stage recently?
I'm not going to pretend to know how they heated buildings at this time period. So I'm going to say there were fireplaces and it does not look like there's been a fire in there recently. I mean, in the sense of there hasn't been a fire in there today. There's certainly the remains. Yeah. It's clearly been used. But there's no heat coming off of the logs there.
Agatha is taking notes very excitedly about this whole process.
Yeah, and he'll start scanning the rooms quickly, initially quickly going through each of the rooms, having a look around. Maybe probably looking for a study or a desk somewhere where they're likely to have paperwork or anything like that.
That sounds fine, but let's also run around with some of the others. Dame Agatha, you're primarily taking notes. That's great. Oswald, what are you up to?
I'm keeping perimeter watch just to make sure no one sneaks up on us, make sure...
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Okay. Spot hidden. Ooh, 76. That is probably not going to do it. It is not going to do it.
Okay, that's fine.
Making a terrible lookout.
Montgomery, what are you doing?
I will do the same. Peek through the windows and make sure that, as you know, suspects out there on the street.
Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
Pass. Normal success.
All right. And I'll come back to you, Maud. What are you up to?
I'm starting a search, too. I'm looking for the letters picked up today. If so, or if not, who are they from? Looking for written messages, enticing this guy to do anything.
Sure enough. All right. So if you and Anthony could each give me spot hiddens as well.
Ought three.
And I got a 55, so that's a normal success.
Okay. So, Maud and Anthony, you look around. This is a extremely boring house. He seems to live by himself. There's only clothing for, one person here, and most of it seems to be uniforms, such as you might expect somebody working at as a security person at a hospital. There's no mail here or anything of that sort. There's no letters there. But I will, Maud, with your higher level of success, you do find a matchbook that appears to be from a establishment called the Seven Stars. And it has its address on it.
Is it in Soho?
It is not. It is relatively near to here, even walking distance from here, perhaps. In fact, not even perhaps. It is absolutely in walking distance from here. Oswald, you are checking the backyard through the windows. There's nothing there. Montgomery, there's no one following you that you see, but there is a neighbor across the way who's got their curtain open just as much as you've got yours open and is looking through
closed,
at you.
I thought.
Closed, but he's looking outside for guard duty, so he has to be sort of poking his eyes through, I assume. Otherwise, that may explain why...
Why he's failing.
why Oswald failed, because he forgot to open the curtain. I'm going to give you all that much credit to assume you're at least poking open a little bit at the very bottom type thing. And you're sort of poking your eye through Montgomery. You notice that somebody in the apartment across is also poking their eye through. And hold on a minute. Let's see if they see you. Ooh, 22. Yes. As soon as your eyes sort of make contact, the other curtain drops.
Mm-hmm. So we have been spotted. So we better hurry up before the police comes.
Perhaps we should retire to this establishment. My flash the match book.
Oh, well done. Did seem like your method of looking at things was a little more, I don't know, thorough.
It's not my first B&E.
All right. Are you all leaving? Is there anything else you want to look around for?
I will check the kitchen, the ice chest or ice box or whatever, just to get some sense of how rotten the milk is.
Oh, everything's very fresh.
Okay.
The milk seems, you know, open it up. It seems just not even the beginning, signs of a smell coming off of it.
Perfect. So yesterday's milk. Maybe today.
Exactly. Exactly so. Okay.
Yeah. So sorry, what was it? Was the something of the seven stars?
It's called the seven stars.
Oh, it's just the seven stars. Okay.
Yep. But there is.
And it appears to be, you say, an establishment. Do we take it to some sort of a drinking establishment?
Or? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
If only in that, you know, that tends to be who had these sort of matchbooks back in the day.
Right.
You're trying to get people to come to or remind them of the place where they went to and drank before. Or ate. Or went to a club or whatever. So, yeah.
Should we investigate this nosy neighbor? See if they saw something of interest? Or are they just watching us?
Wondering about that.
Sometimes neighbors are very helpful.
Definitely. I mean, yeah. If they've seen something and they're wondering what's happening.
I mean, you probably have a 50-50 shot. Either they hate this person and would be willing to give us the dirt, or they're a nosy neighbor who will report us to the police.
Or both.
Or both.
We have a good story. We have a friend who disappeared. We're following up leads.
Let me go over there and have a chat. I'll have a talk to this neighbor. And, Anthony will head out and head over to the door.
Okay. Sorry, are you knocking on the door? Are you listening in the door? I don't want to.
You actually go and knock on the door. So I do apologize. Yeah.
All right. A man opens the door. He's, you know, got on, you know, nice-ish looking pants and a shirt, and you can see behind him as he opens the door, sort of off in the living space area. There's a, you know, a woman. They both seem to be in their mid-30s or so. And looks at you and says, can I help you?
Yes, good sir. Hi, I'll hand him a card. I'm a consulting detective, a friend of a person that I'm working for has recently disappeared. And I was sort of linking it to the gentleman who lives in the house, and he sort of waves behind him to the house. And I was just wondering if you may have any sort of knowledge of this guy, you know, when he was last home.
You don't want to talk to me then. Hillary, it's for you. And his wife sort of reluctantly sort of moves in next to him and says, why do you need to know about Mr. Elwick?
Well, as I said, my friend's friend, the person I'm looking for, he's disappeared, and it seems that they may have crossed paths recently. And I was wondering maybe, you know,
if go ahead and give me a persuade roll.
Persuade, okay. I do actually have persuade. That's a 10. So that is, if I spend 1 point of luck, he'll make a extreme success.
Is he in trouble?
Well, it's a possibility that he could be in trouble, yeah. And trying to help him out. Just wondering maybe what, you know, last time you saw him, what was happening? Did he look frantic, nervous?
I saw him leave this morning. He looked the same. Well, you know, now that you mention it, maybe he did look nervous. Yes, I bet he did. Yes. Oh, yes, he's a very odd man. He's very shifty looking. That's the way I describe him, shifty looking. He has a hard time looking you in the eyes. I always say that's a sign of a character. He won't look you in the eyes. It's not surprising to me he's in trouble. I always thought that. Didn't I say that, George? Yes, Hillary, you always said that. Well, I'm not surprised at all to hear that he's in trouble.
Were there any recent visitors? Does he get many visitors? Get many people?
Oh, no. That's why I was looking. I don't think anybody's ever visited him ever. But again, it's a sign of character if you don't have friends. That's the way I feel.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. I mean, if people don't have friends, you know, if they're not mingling with people, it's really very suspicious. So you haven't seen anyone hanging around outside his house? I mean, you seem to have a very good eye for details, dear lady.
No, I haven't seen him talk to anybody. I don't know. It's hard to imagine he has friends or even acquaintances. Seems like a very lonely man.
Or somebody just, you know, hanging around his front door, not actually going in, not talking to him, but just hanging around outside.
Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, I did see somebody come by and slip a note under the door, but I assumed it was a courier.
What does this person look like?
Well, he was sort of a skinny man. He had his clothing looked a little ill-fitting. He looked a rough sort. It was, again, Mr. Owick, it's hard to believe he's a security guard. He's so scrawny. But this man here, he's had sort of a way about him, a confidence that, again, I just assumed he was just a messenger. I couldn't see him associating with Mr. Elwick.
Hey,
it's always the quiet ones, isn't it? It's always the quiet ones.
Most definitely always the quiet one. Hopefully we can get to him in time and get him out of, well, get my friend, my friend's friend, and him out of any sort of trouble that they're in, and maybe get the police onto the situation and help them out a bit. Hair? Was it, you know, was he darker skin complexion, lighter? You know?
Lighter skin, I guess. Yeah, I mean, yes. I don't have anything specific about him.
Okay.
You, I mean, we're going to make it real psychology. You get that she would volunteer any piece of information that she had, that she's so excited to be talking to somebody about the thing she did. And clearly George is not an audience for her, but she doesn't describe him in a way that would make you think, oh, he's of darker complexion. Perhaps he's part of Children of Tranquility group that they are odd client talked about.
Yeah. I will make notes in my little notebook and go, oh, thank you very much. And just wait. And he pulls out, I can't think of how much I would give in this time period, but he will give a little bit of a, you know, tip to the lady.
Oh, no. There's no money necessary. We're fine. And George at this point, all right, well, we've gotta get back to dinner here, sir. It's pleasure meeting you. We've got your card if something comes up. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yes. Most definitely. If something does come up, please
send me a message. As you're starting to say that last sentence.
Yep. Yes. Yep. And he'll head back.
A note, you say?
Hmm. Yes,
perhaps we can find the note. I will look for a note.
Yeah, looking around his desk, that sort of stuff. Also, actually, I'll look, first start off at his desk, but I'll also look in the fire, the fireplace in his study. Basically, I want to see maybe he tried to burn something and then maybe scraps of it left over.
Just the waste bin.
Go ahead and give me an idea roll.
I've got a very good idea for that. So that's a 06. My
good idea enough. You've been 65. Doing this long enough to know that if a stranger comes and sort of slips something underneath the door, mm-hmm. Might be a note, but it's probably money.
Okay, yep. Okay,
Couldn't be both.
I mean,
could be both.
Yeah, it could be like an envelope with a little bit of money and a note in it. Something thin enough to actually go underneath the door. I will look for an envelope. Look for anything that could stand out as what could have been shoved under the door.
Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
Desk. That's a normal success.
Yes, there's a little waste bin and you find an envelope in there that was torn open and thrown away. There's no address on it. There's nothing written on the outside. There's no. There's a piece of paper that looks to be in it, but it's a blank piece of paper.
Oh, I think we found what was slipped under the door, and I would say it's probably had some money in it.
Fascinating.
Shall we walk to the public house?
Yes. Quite.
Yeah. That sounds like a good plan. Did we actually look for anything like a safe, hidden safe or something like that, that he could put stuff in?
I don't believe this man has a safe.
With the extreme spot hidden, you would have found if there was something like a safe in there.
True. Okay, yep, let's head to the pub.
All right. It is, as I said, walking distance away. By the way, do you have a car now?
Maud has a car.
Maud has a car, great.
Maud is the best.
Can find your way to the Seven Stars. It is, looks to be a neighborhood type pub. It's not bustling, but it certainly has people here. As you sort of look around a little bit, off in the corner, in a table by himself, you see a scrawny-looking man wearing the uniform of the same uniforms that you found in the apartment.
I do believe that's him, just there.
Perhaps two of you should talk to him.
Yeah, I will. I think I'm going to suggest that the others, if there's more than one entrance or exit, then I'm going to seat myself close to the entrance.
Back door?
In case he tries to make a run for it.
So there's really, you know, there's one sort of public entrance into here.
Sure.
So you can sort of sit yourself by there. That's not a problem.
Yep. Yeah, I'll sit as close as I can to the entrance and just be ready.
Yeah, so I'll say from there, you not only have a good view of him, but you'll have a good view of anybody sort of walking in as well.
Okay, great.
Excellent. Montgomery, what will you be doing?
No, just try not to get in the way of anyone, to be honest, at this point.
Well, not the Montgomery I've come to know and love. That guy's always getting in people's way. All right, so do you want to go and talk to this guy? Do you want to sit with Oswald? You want to sit by yourself someplace else?
Oswald sounds good.
Yeah, why don't you come sit with me?
Mm-hmm. All right. Maud, what would you like to do?
I think I'm going to stay in the car and keep an eye on the outside and let those guys do the talking.
All right. So that would leave Anthony and Agatha.
Sounds correct, if surprising.
Yeah.
Shall we go and have a chat with this gentleman?
Very much, yes. I think that's what we're here for. It would be good to... Perhaps see if we can keep him from getting scared. I'm sure he feels quite bad about what he's done.
Indeed. I'll let you start off with the conversation. I'll keep an eye on him, and I'll sort of also keep an eye around us as well.
Oh, yes.
I think initially coming with you, it may come across as less threatening rather than me charging in.
Sure. So I guess I will go up. So he's sitting there drinking?
He is drinking. Yep.
Does he appear to be drinking alcohol or coffee or eating food or?
Absolutely drinking alcohol. There is a empty glass next to him and a halfway empty glass in front of him.
Okay. I will walk up to his table and I will just pull out a chair and sit down next to him.
I'll do the same, but I'll actually go past by the bar and purchase drinks for the three of us, and I'll take him over to the table, grabbing whatever he looks like he's having.
Just a normal ale.
Yep.
He looks up at you, Agatha, as you sit down.
Mm-hmm.
He seems sort of surprised in that.
I'm sure.
You know, but more than sort of normal, like surprised that there's someone there, like, go ahead and give me a spot hidden or psychology or, yeah, something like that.
Normal success on psychology.
Yeah, no, he's drunk off his ass.
Okay.
Yeah, you get the sense that the beers and the empty beers in front of him are the end of what may have been a long trail of beers.
Okay. So I'll sit down, and then after he sort of, you know, looks up and processes that there is somebody there, I will say, Mr. Elwick.
Oh, do we know each other? I'm sorry.
Not yet.
Oh, good. What is...
You look like you've had a very rough day.
What is Dame Agatha's charisma?
Her charisma, that's a mighty question you're asking. Let's find out.
Well, she doesn't have a charisma,
so she has a 60 app.
Oh, yeah, that's really what I'm asking. Thank you. All right, that's fine. Just wanted to get a general first impression type thing.
Yep. And I'll say, looks like you've had a very difficult day, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes. It's been a very, very tiring day, but yeah. And at this point, Anthony, you can show up, and he grabs the glass in front of him that's half full, finishes it off, pushes it to the side next to its other empty companion, and grabs the one you've put in front of him and starts sipping from it. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for this.
No problem. I'll put a drink down for Agatha and myself and sit down.
Would you like to talk about it? It was something at work today. I made a mistake.
Yeah, what happened?
I did something and some people got hurt, and somebody else may get hurt, and I don't know what to do. I'm probably going to lose my job.
Perhaps we can help.
Oh. I doubt it.
I mean, it is going to be difficult, but I'm sure it's possible. Things often have a way of working out. I say is it poor Mr. Punchin that you're concerned about?
Give me some charm, maybe persuade something.
Yeah.
Sort of lead into that conversation.
68 probably doesn't do any of those. Nope, just English. You can understand what I'm saying.
I guess it could be a no answer, too. I guess that must be your education.
You can give me a bonus die because he's drunk.
I can give you a bonus die because he's drunk. You are right.
That's what I was leaning on, the fact that he sort of won't process how weird this conversation is.
No, I think that makes complete sense.
Ooh, well, that turns a 60 to an 80, so that's not, it doesn't turn it to an 80, but.
Yeah. Punch.
No improvement.
Punchin'. He's probably going to get hurt too. I don't know. It's just a matter of time.
Where he is?
He's with Savagot. He's with Savagot.
Savagot.
Yeah, Lucien Savagot.
Oh, okay. That's the man who hired you to cause a distraction.
He gave me some money, but
it's never enough.
No, he blackmailed me. He blackmailed me, and so I had to help him. And he made something go away. He's got connections. He knows people. He's a very powerful man. You need to be careful. And he puts his hand on yours now. Like, you need to be careful. He's dangerous.
I will keep my hand under his, and I will say, oh, thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Is he French?
Yeah. Yes. Have you met him?
Oh, no, but... I hear there are a whole mess of French criminals that work in London.
Oh yeah, He's part of that.
Oh. Where did you meet with him?
He just showed up when I was at the police station.
You were at the police station?
The trouble I got in. I got in trouble.
Of course.
And if it had come out, I would have lost my job. The hospital doesn't like... And he got everything taken care of. The police cleaned my record up. He said he wanted a favor someday.
Oh, so this was some time ago.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course.
Three, 4 months ago. I didn't know. I think he collects favors from people.
Oh, of course he does. Yes, that makes perfect sense. I see. Do you know any idea of how to get in touch with him or where he might live?
He lives in Soho.
Oh, okay.
I never got to go to his place, but I did meet with him near there. He said he was near his place. I can give you the neighborhood. Maybe you can find him there. Yeah. And he will give you an address. If I was a little bit smarter, I would have had ready for you. But it's on it's in the Berwick Street area, which is pretty central to Soho, which you will perhaps recall that
that's where somebody died.
Hamilton was in Soho. Hamilton's body was found in Soho.
Yeah. I will look at Kelly as this address comes out and sort of nod significantly. That is most useful. I see. And was he with you during the fracas this morning? There was an orderly who was apparently not one of the usual staff members, shall we say.
Oh, yeah, no. He had his guys go in disguised as orderlies. I got the uniforms for him.
Oh, okay. He wasn't there.
No. He keeps himself just separated enough from these things.
Of course. No dummy he.
Yeah. So, and they grabbed Puccian, and I let him out. I was supposed to stay, but I saw what happened. I just had to leave. I've been here since.
You did the right thing.
Getting but drunk? You bet. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Perhaps you've been so helpful that perhaps we'll be able to speak with the staff there, your boss, and see if they can come to an understanding with you.
I think. Yeah. No, go ahead.
He's gonna start talking about some stuff.
No, he's just gonna start mumbling again. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I will squeeze his hand. Look, sort of raise an eyebrow towards Kelly, and then I guess I have to squeeze his hand with my other hand, and then I will rescue my hand. And stand up and say thank you very much.
So do you have a place you can hide out for a little bit?
Why do you think the police are going to come for me?
Reassurance.
Well, more not the police, but more if this guy is going to come after you, if he has any reason to come after you, by the sounds of it, you think this?
Well, you didn't have any reason to come after me until I just talked to you, so I guess I hadn't been thinking that way, but I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I've got a sister. I could go stay with her. We'll be fine. And he is finishing up his beer, and I'm going to guess Dame Agatha didn't finish hers, so he's...
Yeah, I don't think I even started mine.
He will take note of that and grab her beer and continue to dive even more deeply into his cups.
Wonderful. I'll slide mine over as well and go, look, here's a card. If you have any more information, just give me a call. If you need help, give me a call. I might be able to find you a place to hide out.
Well, thank you.
After we get away from him, I will say, boy, he's going to really wonder where that card came from tomorrow.
Yeah, more than likely. Yes, he will.
Why no one's ever there when the phone call rings? More information. Where is he? I guess that's a good question just for myself. Anthony, do you have an office with staff or just a...
I would have an office, and I've got like a secretary, one person who's basically there for taking phone calls and that sort of stuff.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep. And then, we head off. So, Soho, this is the same location that your friend was found, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. That's quite a thing. It must mean that the French are that this Monsieur Sauvage, the wild man.
Have I heard? I mean, I'm more on the streets than these other people, of course. Have I actually heard this name before?
Go ahead and give me an idea. Well, it's not that you can. What do you want to roll to see what you have for information?
Just trying to think what it would be. I mean, like, there's no real streetwise sort of skill. I was just thinking, I mean, it'd be like a knowledge, you know, because it's like what you're understanding, you know, your
let's do education, because education doesn't just include it includes street smarts and things you've learned sort of in your life, not just what you learned at the school. So go ahead and roll that.
So I rolled a 25, which is a hard success.
So you're aware that there's always crime in Soho. And you are aware with that role that as of late, you know, gangs sort of rise and fall. There's not a gang, but there's clearly a within the last few months, there's been a group that, you know, sort of you hear about on the streets who they all came over from Paris. And they all, you know, are French, they have a leader. You hadn't heard the person's name before, but you do know that his nickname is the Butcher.
Okay. Yeah, this is concerning. Very concerning. As we're walking out, I've heard this name. A French gang led by a man known as the Butcher could possibly be this guy.
Hmm.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Why he's interested in
relics.
Yeah.
Curses and all that. Must be money in it.
Yeah, artifacts, relics, that sort of stuff, you know? There's always money in
it. Or they were hired to do dirty work.
Well, it seems like our paths are connecting. Are we headed to Soho? Probably not tonight. That seems dangerous.
I look appalled.
Exactly. Yeah. No, Agatha is both like, she's like nervous about suggesting that, but like, I don't know.
Well, at least to investigate what people know about these guys, this kind, that could be useful.
It sounds like asking about the butcher might be putting oneself at risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're friends with the police.
Well.
Wonderful. That's going to make it so much better.
That always work out very well.
It didn't help your friend, Mr. Hamilton, very well.
Well, he was inside an asylum. It was kind of hard to, yeah.
You know, in this get chapter, there's a text box that's a little instant box saying called Handling the Police. As always, keepers should be aware of having the police be at the investigator's beck and call.
Perhaps we should try to figure out if it's really this butcher or has he been hired by someone else? I mean, does he have contacts? I don't even know where to begin. The underworld is not my...
No, that's why we brought a detective on board.
Maybe we can find out if the papers, read some papers from Paris or something, and find out if there is some information about the this gang over there. For those who speak French, I don't, unfortunately.
Yes, I could certainly look at some French newspapers, I'm sure.
I think.
Not a bad idea.
I would go to Soho and just have a look around. I wouldn't mention any names, but I think I'll probably do that tomorrow during the day initially.
Is there anything?
I could accompany you if you like.
Sounds good.
I'm planning to spend tomorrow in the library. Some research related to this and a few questions for my book.
I'll go along with Agatha because there's also the Naboo stuff.
Exactly, yes. Naboo and all those people. Lilu and...
Yeah.
That would be more most eyes. Fun.
Indeed.
Yes. So you're off the two of you are off to the library tomorrow. Sounds like...
I will go with them.
All right. Anthony and Oswald are going to Soho. Roger, do you have any plans for tomorrow?
It may perhaps depend upon where our translator lands. But otherwise, not for
long. Yeah, you get this. From what he told you, it was going to be, a few days before it was done.
Okay. perhaps, and I totally expect that this is a distraction and a red herring, but I am more than happy to indulge in some additional conversation with Mr. Wayne.
That sounds fine. All right. Well, let's start with that. Things are chaotic there at the asylum, or at least they're not as chaotic as they were. Things seem to have settled down. There's a lot more security this time. You know, you're asked to sort of, you know, bring out your ID, and you're not allowed in until somebody comes out and checks your, you know, Dr. Lawrence comes out and sort of checks you in this time. There's sort of a looseness before that they seem to be closing the gap on.
And this is the next day after?
The next day, yes. We're starting the next day, yep.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I don't miss a hit point there.
No, get that hit point back.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. And you're certainly able to chat with Mr. Ween. He is there and present and just sitting in his room, sort of looking around.
How have you been, Mr. Wayne? Are you doing well after the unfortunate business?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I feel bad for Willard. The cats. I don't know why they want him, but the cats wanted him, obviously.
You believe the cats were involved in his abduction?
Oh, they're involved in all things, so yes.
Were they here? Did you see them? Or?
Oh, no. That's not how they work. They're underneath everything. They're hiding from things. You don't just see them, but you feel them. You feel them, don't you, sir?
I have at times, yes.
Yes. Yes.
If I may ask, how did you come to know of the cats and their nefarious plots?
Oh,
certainly not everyone does. It's
yes. Well, I didn't have pets, but Peter told me.
Peter?
Peter, my cat. I realized that Peter was involved. I don't know why they had Peter spy on me.
But he was able to, or he chose to explain the situation to you, or?
No, I had to put it together myself. They don't explain things. You have to sort of figure it out. You're a man of science.
Well, yes. That is why we are having this discussion. Where's Peter now?
Oh, Peter died. They must have found out that I realized he was spying, and he died.
Is this why you no longer, I kind of look around at his, the art that he has in here, why you no longer paint the cats?
Oh no, I do. I do in my room. I do, and then they get sent to my sisters. I guess they sell them. That's why I'm in this nice place now and not in the place I was before.
Ah. And you paint what else besides the cats have you painted recently?
Oh no, I focus on the cats.
Oh, of course.
I used to paint other things. I've painted birds and children, but it's always the cats that come back to me, and just decide to stop fighting it.
And they are sent to your sisters, you say. Would you mind very much if I were to call her up? I should very much like to see and perhaps purchase one or two of your works.
Oh yes, I. Yes, you could certainly go and visit them if you wanted. Go ahead and give me, I think, education. It's a no roll.
I fail.
Okay. I'd be happy to. They moved. No, wait. No, I moved. Then they moved. Yes, and he will write down an address for you in Kilbourne,
okay,
part of London. He says yes. I'm sure they have pieces of art. I'd be happy to draw something for you too, if you don't want to pay for it. You seem to be a nice man.
Oh, well, that would be very kind of you.
I will work on something for you today. Yes. I will just need to think about what the cats want me to draw. And he sort of turns his head to the side and just... it's the equivalent of sort of a phone hanging up.
Sure. Well, I shall most certainly return tomorrow and shall be fascinated to see what you come up with, Mr. Wayne.
He is non-responsive.
I expected nothing less. On my way out, I will stop by Dr. What's his name?
Alan Lawrence.
Thank you, Dr. Lawrence. I was looking for it. I will stop by Dr. Lawrence briefly. Dr. Lawrence, just a quick moment of your time, if I might.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, of course.
Mr. Wayne, is it true that you send his work to his sister, I believe he said?
His sisters. He has three living sisters.
I see. Where are they living?
They're in Kilbourne, I believe.
Is this the address to which you send the paintings? We'll show him the address that Wayne gave me.
He doesn't know the address off the top of his head, but it takes him a matter of minutes before he says, oh, yes, yes, that's where we're sending them.
Ah, very good.
That's where he lived before his breakdown.
Very good. Well, thank you for your time. I shall see you again tomorrow.
Very much. All right. And he will turn and go back to work again.
And I will then leave and summon a car to take me to Kilbourne.
Excellent. Let us go to the library. Maud and Agatha, you are doing research into what things?
Abu Lilu Alu Ubalos.
Yes.
Sorry, were those are all related to the
all warning? The names from the most recent first translation.
Okay.
Of the scroll, the Ritual of Endless Shadow, precursor people.
Got it. And you're not looking up the other guy. Sorry, God. Which is fine. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I think.
But that's a large for the morning anyway. You can pick one of those. You can either look him up, or you can look up the things that are in the.
Oh, Sauvage. You mean the French dude?
Yes, the butcher.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll go. Yeah. No, I was gonna start with the supernatural, definitely.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Give me, Montgomery, you're there as well. So go ahead and give me library use rolls.
Not I.
Mine is a success, normal success.
I have an extreme.
So what you get with your extreme is a Lou is a bit odd because even more so than most things. You were sort of looking through in the Assyrian section for things, and trying to find some information there, and almost by chance you sort of found a different book, and Alu is not connected to Nabu. It is actually an offspring of two gods. Anu, A-N-U and A-N-T-U, and N-2, and Anu and N-2, and is a fearful, a demon of the underworld.
Oh, very interesting. But still Assyrian.
Still Assyrian, still that time period, but yes. Yep.
So the offspring of Anu and Antu, a demon of the underworld. Okay. Horned hunter of the night. That's the demon. Okay, that makes sense.
But it's not. It's the sort of notion that you would call upon it to stop you from being harmed is unusual.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's a demon. It doesn't really connect with, you know, Nabu, who's the god of wisdom and knowledge.
Perhaps it's a trap.
Perhaps it is. You don't find, even with your very good roll, you don't find anything related to Lilu. Or the twin.
Okay. Perhaps we'll have to go to the museum later, but at first we should have lunch, I imagine.
Okay. And let's go to the streets of Soho. Anthony and Oswald, what is your plan?
I'm following the detectives.
I'll probably be looking at first to find where this the friend got killed or was found initially.
Yeah, so they have an address for you.
Cool. We'll go and have a look at that.
It is a back alley. Go ahead and give me spot hiddens.
Of 95 male.
Sorry, what was that, Oswald?
Sounded like a 95 fail. Well,
that was
Anthony. That was me.
I didn't hear it.
Max is
secretive.
Max is secretive about his rolling.
Sorry. 21 is going to be a hard success.
Excellent. As you are sort of making your way into these alleyways, you see that there are definitely signs of definitely sort of shady characters in these alleyways, and you sort of startle them as you sort of walk in, like, you know, turning on a light and cockroaches run away type thing. And it does, you know, with your sort of basic hunting background, etc., I'm going to say, like, oh, yeah, no, this is definitely a place where, you know, it was preset that, like, this is where you lure people, like poor Heathcliff.
Gotcha. Yep. This is a nice mugging alley.
Yep. You're able to get there. It's only been a couple of days and there's been no rain, so there is still some blood on the ground.
take a look around. How dirty are the streets? Are we likely to see any footprints or anything like that besides Heathcliff?
I mean, there's been traffic through here, which you would expect. The police found a body. There were, you know, any number of other people may have walked through this area, so there's no definitive, you know, oh, look, there's a, you know, a large boot that we will pick out. I will, again, sort of give deference to Anthony's, the way you've described Anthony, that he's very good in this environment, which means he's probably not going to be as good in more higher social situations. But exactly, you are not that far away from Berwick Street. It's a couple of blocks away to Berwick Street, which is where you were told Savigot lives or has a base.
He will basically look around. He'll go standing around where, you know, the body looks like it fell, looking around, looking at the best ambush spots, that sort of stuff nearby. I want to basically just look around, see what I can see in terms of good spots, then head over and see if there's like been, you know, cigarettes. But, you know, anything that possibly shows that there's, I mean, this has been, what, 2 days since it happened?
Yeah.
So I would be surprised if there's anything still left over, but just have a look. And as we're looking over, I'll just say, so the guy we were told about, he actually doesn't live far from here at all. But
go ahead and give me a spot hidden roll first.
Mm-hmm. I won't mention any names. So that's a 08, which is...
All right, then give me an idea roll after that.
27. So that my idea is 65. So that's a hard success.
Okay. So there are no piles of cigarettes anywhere in and around this area. Which means either people have stopped smoking or they weren't just waiting here. And you realize that, like, sort of putting it all in your head and trying to figure out what happened and where you think Heathcliff got shot, you realize, like, somewhere on the line, whoever Heathcliff was following signaled people to start following them. That it wasn't an ambush situation. It was a, like, whoever Heathcliff was following signaled accomplices someplace else to start following them.
Yep. Okay, looking at where we are and where the asylum is a good chance that, you know, he would have been led straight past this guy's house in terms of their road, you know, that road. I'm just wondering, like, if he knew he was being followed, the bad guy, the one who signaled to his gang members, you know, walk.
It's hard to tell. I mean, you have two points. You have the asylum and you have here. Yeah. There's alleyways all throughout London. You're able to sort of get to a certain degree of specificity as what happened in this particular location. But in terms of knowing how the dots are connected, that's... There's just no information
yeah.
of that sort.
Yeah, not a problem. Excuse me. You'll look over to Oswald and go, oh, not much more we can learn here at this point.
Yeah, not unless we want to go to a local dive around here, maybe get a couple drinks, keep our ears open, see if we hear anything.
That would actually be a good idea. Yeah, find a local a pub nearby. Looking a little bit less reputable than Look, is Oswald fairly well dressed? Is he?
I mean, I have a credit rating 40, but I can slum down pretty good.
Okay, cool. Yep, and sit down. And at this point, I wouldn't actually ask questions. I would more listen to what's going on, what's being talked about, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. You can certainly find a place to drink and listen in on other people's conversations. I'm going to say that's going to take part of the day. To sort of wait for the right conversation. Let me go back. Roger, your plan is to go to Los Wayne's address?
That is correct.
That is not a problem. You find the address. It's a modest 3-story townhouse.
I will knock at the door. Or ring the bell. Or...
Yeah, that's fine. And a woman in maybe her 30s, early 40s answers the door. Yes, can I help you?
Good afternoon, madam. My name is Dr. Roger Schindler. I have been speaking with your brother, Mr. Wayne.
Oh, good. How is he doing?
He is definitely on the mend. He is certainly improving. There has been some excitement around some of the other patients nearby him recently, but he has weathered it well.
Oh, good.
I was wondering if I might speak with you for a few moments.
Well, yes, I suppose just for a short period of time, though. And she will open up the door and, Claire, Felicity, come. And she will lead you to a sitting room. Two other women will come in. They look to be all around the same age or so, and they're clearly sisters. There's a strong familial connection in their facial structure.
The Mrs. Wayne.
Yes. So, yes, this is Dr. Schindler. He has apparently been treating with Lewis. Lewis is getting better, he says.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, well, that's very nice. And they're sort of chatting amongst themselves. Oh, yes. Well, and the woman who answered the door, by the way, my name is Josephine Wayne, and how can we help you, doctor?
Well, I would be very much interested, and it will definitely assist in Mr. Wayne's treatment. If you could show me some of his recent work. I understand it is being sent here to you.
Oh, yes, of course. And one of the sisters will get up and go to a room nearby and come forward and drop a collection of cat pictures in front of you.
I shall study them intently for a time. Anything relevant here or...
Nope, these look like pictures of cats acting like humans, which you will know from earlier conversation was the thing that Wayne brought to the discussion of cats. You know, it wasn't just sort of cats being cats, but it was cats being like humans that delighted the British public.
Yep. And this is his most recent work?
Well... it's the most recent work we have, yes.
Does this match the style of what I've seen in his room?
His room doesn't have any cat photos, but the drawings themselves, yes. It looks to be the same.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, these are all very, very well done. Nicely put together. Nothing I can see in here to be particularly concerned about.
Oh, good. That's good. Good.
Yes.
Well, is there anything else?
I understand it. You are selling his work. Is that correct?
Oh, we have to. We have to. I mean, we have the stipend, of course, but we have to sell some of it.
Stipend?
Yes. Yes. But you're not from here, are you? How long has Roger been in London?
That is an interesting question. Maybe 10 years?
Oh, you must not be from here. Yes, well, I mean, when he, when our brother first began his obsessions, we had to commit him. We originally committed him to the Springfield Hospital for paupers, and we just didn't have any real money. And then one of his admirers happened to be on the board of the hospital and started raising money, and then the Prime Minister got involved and arranged for the money for him to go to Bethlehem Royal Hospital. And he also arranged that we receive a small pension in recognition of our brother's contributions.
Very kind, very kind.
Oh, yes. He's a lovely man, lovely man.
Well, I do find his work quite fascinating. Might I purchase one of these?
Oh, yes, yes. They will offer to sell it to you for a price that seems reasonable for the time period of which I am unaware.
Then I will purchase one at random.
Okay.
For the aforesaid reasonable price.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Just so. And how is he? You think he'll be out soon?
Let's see. What is? We are in October. I would say there is a reasonable chance he might be home by Christmas.
Oh, that would be lovely. That would be lovely. It's well, that's a little later than we had hoped for, but that sounds fine.
These things take time. Patience is always called for.
Oh, no, we understand that, but it's been so long since the head injury.
Of course, of course.
Well, Doctor, thank you for coming by, and thank you for purchasing the art, and please let us know if there's anything else we can do to help.
I will leave.
Excellent. Let's go back to Team Library.
Yes. Yeah, I guess after some food, maybe the French newspapers.
Okay.
For me.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't help with that.
I will try to find anything on local newspapers. Why not?
On who?
On this band of criminals.
Okay.
The Butcher.
Yep. Ahmad, what do you want to do research on?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Soho, crime, anything unusual there.
Great. Let's get some library uses.
Worse than last time.
Normal success.
Sorry, what was yours, Randall?
Success as well.
Okay. So let's start with Randall. What you discover is that there does seem to be there's more discussions about, are Paris criminals coming to London, and they seem to be sort of worry about this. You know, that Soho was already sort of filled with undesirables, but now there's discussion that there's a new group operating out of Soho that seems to be French based, and boy, we hate the French, and boy, the French, and they seem to be involved in things of various sorts, and the gang seems to be led by somebody who has the blessings of the city's crime lords, because he apparently served as a patch-up man for them. In sense of, you know, people, you know, members of the gangs would get hurt, and you can't go to a hospital. Whoever this was, who sort of started a small organization of his own, gained the franchise, if you will, through his service to the gang lords. Dame Agatha, you are able to discover that that there's a Dr. Lucien Savignacht, who was a fully qualified surgeon operating in Paris. He was removed from the medical register in Paris after some botched operations, and he became known as the Butcher of Marais. That's M-A-R-A-I-S. He disappeared from his home one day just before the Paris police discovered the remains of several women in the basement of his house. And there was a realization that he had a perchance for mutilation and murder. We'll stop there.